Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Off and rolling. It is Wednesday, November 19th. Here on the show, I'm Chelsea Messenger, Denton Day, and for Jenks. And Denton, did you know that today is officially your day? Did you know that today is International Men's Day? As if men didn't have enough going in their favor. I don't know how you celebrate this, but we were just talking about like things that I feel like are very, you know, to the male attention and interest. Like we were talking about mini fridges. I don't understand the appeal of having a mini fridge in a certain room, but like my husband loves this. I know so many guys who want a mini fridge in the garage. They're like, I'm working on things and I need a cold beer within arm's reach. So then how will you be choosing to spend International Men's Day?
Well, first and foremost, finally, us men get a day to ourselves. I mean, you know, all of the struggles that we have to deal with. No, if you celebrate International Men's Day, you're a loser. But I did utilize a mini fridge because I just learned the other day about mini fridges in our particular building. I did not know this. So prior to yesterday, when the great PJ Glasser told me that there's a mini fridge, you know, 20 feet from where I'm sitting right now, I would have to take my coffee that I prefer cold. I would have to take this up the stairs to the second floor to then walk, we'll just say 40 yards or so, give or take, to the fridge there to then drop the coffee there. Also, that fridge is really a freezer. It's an ice box. You leave this thing in there, there's ice crystals in my coffee. Whereas the fridge that is close to me, because nobody uses it, nobody knows about it, it's at a cool 44 degrees, which is perfect temperature for me to store my coffee. So maybe that is in turn my way of celebrating International Men's Day, is that I now get cold coffee without having to walk the great distance that I had to prior.
That's the walkway that many men have paved before you so you could be to this point.
Walk of fame.
But I do think if you want to celebrate International Men's Day, you can. Like, I don't know, if you want to have a cold beer. I think of, what was that old beer commercial where they're like, and twins? Do you know what I'm talking about? Where it's like a song and they mention all the things that like men like. Was it Bud Light or Miller Light? Do you know what I'm talking about? Maybe
not,
you're too
at all.
Young.
I might be a little too young for this one. I do know beer commercials. One of my favorite Super Bowl commercials ever is a beer commercial, but I am not picking up what you are putting down, unfortunately.
I've got to look this up. Oh, it's Coors Light. And you'll have to watch it during the break because it's like a song, and at the very end of every verse, and it goes, and twins, and it shows like two really attractive hot blonde twins. So if you want to celebrate, it's fine. But don't you feel a little jilted that it's on a Wednesday?
Well, I don't subscribe. I only subscribe to these goofy holidays if they get me some sort of financial benefit. Like when it was National Donut Day, I got a free donut. When it was National Ice Cream Day, I got a free ice cream. known as burrito. Like, I'll celebrate those things. I don't need a man. I am a man. I'm good. Like, there's no financial gain to me celebrating this sort of day. If I wanted a cold beer, I would just drink a cold beer. The not walking to get the coffee thing is very much a celebration, but that's more of an International PJ Glasser Day than it is International Men's Day, because honestly, I think I should be mad at PJ. I've worked with that dude for 40 years, and he never told me there was a fridge right here. He just told me, yesterday. So I feel like that actually, maybe I should be down on PJ for that one. But no, that's how I will be. I'll read. Yeah, I can read, but I read every day.
Well, it's one of those things where I don't think Starbucks is going to be like doing a promo for all men who want Starbucks coffee, because that's like half the population.
I mean, that'd be so great though, because how many men would actually take advantage of that though? Because there are a subsection of men that think that Starbucks is for girly drinks. I'll roll up there. I would love a free cortado right now. Are you kidding me? It'd be great.
I feel like the people who actually go to Starbucks, like, I don't think they subscribe to that, like, level of gender roles. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, if you are a male that's against Starbucks in the first place, like, you're not going to, like, take advantage of their promos anyway. Because I do think, like, the younger generation does not care as much about that. Like, I don't think younger men are as much concerned about, like, flexing their muscles and traditional gender roles. Like, I could be wrong, but I know my husband is not afraid.
They're not flexing through this hoodie, no?
I just feel like, my husband's not afraid to go to Starbucks. Like, he loves coffee, and he will go to Starbucks in a second.
Well, so, I mean, in fairness to you and your husband, if your options are Starbucks or Dunkin', we've heard the stories about the Dunkin'.
Ooh.
Yeah, so you're going to Starbucks immediately.
Dunkin', the worst service in America at the store in Hendersonville, Tennessee, if you're wondering what the backstory is there. All right, then, so we have some college hoops again tonight, and we have another couple of great games. Like, I will say this, my midweek has been much better having great basketball games to watch. Like, last night we got Michigan State, we got Kentucky, we got Kansas, and we got Duke. So tonight, another couple of heavyweight bouts. We have Arizona at number 3, UConn. We have number 11 at number 8, Illinois. And I'm wondering what the total is in that game, because I see those two teams and I'm like, offense, 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 pace, pace, pace. But let's start off by looking at this Arizona and UConn game, because you look at it and I'll say this, it's already, I think, difficult for me this early in the season to have really strong stances on teams. Because again, like, how many games have they played? Like, 4. But I will say, of anybody, it feels like Arizona has one of the best resumes of wins. Like, I know wins don't matter in college football, but in college basketball, they absolutely do. And so Arizona started the season with a win against defending champions, Florida, 93-87. And then they had a big win over UCLA in their last game on Friday, 69-65 in that one. And Koa Pete, their diaper dandy freshman, has been fantastic so far this season. So UConn's going to have their hands full. I do believe UConn is 4.5-point favorites in this game. And UConn, of course, is a great team that's returning, you know, some star players from last year. Alex Caravan, it feels like he's been there forever. So they're 4-0 coming into this game as well, with one big win over BYU on Saturday, 86-84. But I will say, this is a home game for UConn, and I think it's going to be rocking. I do think home court advantage matters in this one, but I do think this game should be closer than maybe this line indicates. Do you have a takeaway in this game? Do you have a prediction? Or do you say, hey, it's very early in the season?
So it is all of those things. It is always tough to factor in, because this does feel like a very new thing for college basketball to be playing these sorts of games to this point in the season. Like, usually we'll open with a couple of really good games, and then you kind of go your separate directions until you get like the Maui Invitational. But that's a select location. That's a neutral site sort of thing. Arizona traveling across the country, we don't really know how that impacts teams on a regular basis yet. Like, we're still getting more information because it's still very new. With that said, though, Chelsea, this feels like more of a feel play for me, because I cannot imagine and I cannot hope that we're going to get 3 consecutive games with highly ranked matchups.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
They're blowouts, the way that we did last night. You know, Duke covers that 11.5. The Michigan State, that wasn't a sweat for you at all. You might have sweat the first quarter or the first media timeout period. But outside of that, Michigan State blew the doors off of Kentucky last night. So I'm hoping that Arizona keeps it close enough with UConn to the point where this is entertaining in the late stages of the second half. And it does feel like that Arizona, over the course of years, always does play really well in the non-conference in the beginning of the season. I think back to matchups where they played Gonzaga really tough in years past, when Gonzaga was at the height, and when they played Duke really tough in years past, when Duke put together really good teams, which they do on a regular basis. So I would be leaning in favor of Arizona in this one, solely because I'm hoping that the games are close, and that I do think Arizona is a really good early season team.
That's where I was leaning, but like this line's already moved a couple points from last night. So when I was doing my research, this line was 4.5. Now it's all the way up to 6.5. So clearly somebody's big on UConn, but the bets over at BetMGM as of right now, 71% of the spread bets are on Arizona. So I think for me, it's just when you see volatility in college basketball, like especially with the resume that Arizona's put together, because just from a logic standpoint, you say, okay, it's tough to go on the road and play in a tough environment against a really good team. But it feels like even 4 games into the season, Arizona's already battle tested. Like playing Florida and UCLA, 2 of their 4 games so far this season, and they've won both of those. That is a big deal, especially when your best player is a freshman, because obviously that's when the questions come in, is that, okay, he's a freshman, he's really talented, but can he be great from the jump? The answer has been yes for Cole Pete.
The line movement, though, does scare me a little bit. So you said 4.5. When I was giving my soliloquy, it was 5.5 on BetMGM, and it's now 6.5. So in the span of a very short period, it's jumped multiple points and moved and dancing and doing all these things. That leads me to believe that there's some big-time money that is coming in on UConn as we speak here. That is what makes our position very, very tough. You know, let's play the woe is me here. We're tasked with finding a side right now. Hours before the game, there's going to be a lot more movement. We don't have all the information. So while my lean would still be in the direction of Arizona, I'm a lot more cautious just based off of what has happened in the last 90 seconds, 2 minutes with all of the line movement.
I get what you're saying. And I will say yesterday, like the game that I followed, the line movement was correct, where we were talking about Michigan State and Kentucky, and that line was 5.5 when we were doing the show, and it got down, I think, to 4. So clearly people were believing in Sparty, and it was the right side. But I'm here to say, like, it's not always correct. It's not correct 100% of the time. So we'll see. And I do think that the odds makers thought that this line was 4.5, and now it's all the way up to where it is almost a 3-possession, win that you're looking at for UConn to have to do over Arizona, I think I'm still going to take the points. All right, next up, let's go to Alabama at Illinois. Or excuse me, I think this is a neutral court. Alabama getting 3.5 in this one. Total of 182.5. And that was my first instinct, because we know over the years, this has been, you know, kind of the identity of Alabama, and it has not changed this year. Right now, sitting 11th best adjusted efficiency on the offensive side over a KenPom of teams in the nation, and number 4 in tempo. Alabama certainly likes to run and gun. Then you look at Illinois. Maybe they don't push the pace quite as much as Alabama, but still one of the best offenses in the country, sitting at number 4 right now. But again, you know, we're 4 games into the season, but they do have a signature win already over Texas Tech. That was at home for Illinois. The problem with Alabama is that I've already believed in them once this year, and they did not win. They did not cover at home against Purdue. They lost that game 87-80. So I think that I've been burned by Alabama. I might need to sit this one out, but I do think we see a lot of points here.
I would be chasing Alabama for that very reason, because I, like you, was burned. I thought Bama was going to beat up on Purdue because their tempo would be too much for Purdue to handle, and it was the opposite. But there's no way. There's no way they're losing to another Big Ten team this early in the season, right? Surely that can't happen. I thought basketball just meant more in the SEC or something like that. I do like Alabama, though. Their ability to make shots, they're such a – they are a tough team to wager on, because in the same breath of being like, wow, they're one of the best shooting, most offensively talented teams in the country, when they go cold, you find yourself trapped, and you're just absolutely, you know, you are in the wilderness just wandering. But I do like Bama in this game. Now, this is, I'm literally watching it now, Chelsea, the line dance, more so the money line than the actual number itself. But this line is moving, or the money line is moving on this as well. So Bama's now plus 140. I'm literally seeing the red and the green boxes on BetMGM as I sit here and hypothesize. But I think I do lean Alabama on a neutral site against an Illinois team that's a really good team, but just Bama getting an opportunity to kind of get one back on the Big Ten after losing to Purdue in the fashion they did last week.
Yeah, the tough part of betting on Alabama is that they're also going to shoot a ton of threes. And like threes, as we know, can be a volatile place to hang your hat on when it comes to the offense. Like last game, they shot 44 threes. They made 36% of them, which isn't terrible. Like, it's not great, but it's not terrible. But when you shoot that many threes, like, the point still stands is that your shooting splits, you're going to live and die by the three ball. And sometimes that's not something that's like super dependable that I like to put my money on.
Yeah, we like to put our money on fundamentals, on good quality execution, not spraying and praying the way that Nate Oates coaches his team up. He's like, if you are taking 50 threes, odds are you're making more than the other team. So let's run it up, champs. Now, they're very good at that, but that is the one caveat that I've had with Alabama for years now at this point. But I do still feel good about them tonight.
Yeah. It sounds like you should be betting on Big Ten basketball instead of the SEC then. If you want fundamentals and beefy big boys down low. Maybe I'm just thinking of Michigan State last night. All right, coming up next, we save our best for last. Our best bets of the entire slate come your way next here on the Daily Tip.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.